Today's way, number 26, is called the one who knows his place. When a Jewish court of 23 judges was holding a capital trial, all the judges would sit in a semicircle seated according to their level of wisdom. In front of them, three rows of 23 students each would face them in case any judges had to be added. They were also seated according to their level of wisdom. Imagine trying to do that today, to seat 92 people according to their wisdom. Think of the fights that would break out. Who has an accurate enough assessment of himself to be able to accept that all those people are greater in wisdom than him? What would all the people who are sitting below him think? For a Jewish court to operate successfully, it is necessary for a judge to know what his place is. But it's also a need for every human being. To be able to properly use your talents and wisdom in life, you need to know how to compare yourself to others. The first thing to know is that you stand in a unique place that no one else in the world stands in. God created you to take responsibility for yourself, and you can depend on no one else to take that responsibility. The rabbi said that God created all human beings from one man, Adam, to teach us that every person should say, "This world was created for me." An all-powerful God does not have to create a world with 7 billion people in it just to use resources efficiently. He could have created a universe for each individual. The other 6,999,999,999 people in your world are there because they help you in some way. You are in their world because you help them in some way. If the world is created for you, you need to be the one to make the judgments about how to make use of it. In Pirkei Avot, Hillel says, "If I am not for myself, who will be for me? I need to decide what I am going to do. I can't expect anyone else to decide for me, and I shouldn't look to them to decide. God will judge me on my decisions, and I can't escape my responsibility by saying the decision was made for me by someone else." Therefore, whenever you hear or learn an idea, you need to ask yourself, do I understand it? Do I agree with it? Do I have enough information to agree or disagree? When a much wiser person tells you something, you still have to make a judgment whether to listen to him. In way number 24, belief in the wise man, we said that you should trust a wise man's judgment when he has demonstrated his wisdom to you or had it attested to by reliable sources. But that is only after you judge for yourself that you know he is wiser than you and you know that you lack the knowledge to decide the issue for yourself. When a great and charismatic leader who everyone else looks up to asks you to follow him, you still have to make your judgment about what you should do. After accepting that you need to make your own decisions, you can go on to the next step. You can decide how to relate to others. Knowing your place with regard to others means making a judgment. Do I know more or less than someone else? Am I more talented than him in a certain area or less talented? Do I have more clarity than him about what the right thing to do is or less? We do this naturally in certain situations. We defer to a doctor over medical issues because we recognize his greater expertise. We make decisions about our young children's lives because we recognize their lack of knowledge, self-control, and experience. But in many other situations, we don't do that. And when we don't, it causes a lot of problems. Many of us have had the experience of being on a sports team with someone who has an exaggerated idea of his abilities. When he should pass to someone, he tries to score the winning goal himself and causes his team to lose. Or we've been at a business meeting where someone who doesn't really appreciate the problem argues at great length for his own solutions and doesn't listen to people who know more than him. So before you interact with others, judge yourself. Do you know more or less than this person? Are you better at this than him? Or is he better than you? In order to do this, you have to be honest in judging yourself. Know your virtues and faults. Know your talents and weaknesses. Know what you know clearly and what you are unclear about. This evaluation isn't always easy to make. Our ego can lead us to exaggerate our own importance or knowledge of a particular subject. Envy of others can lead us to put down other people and downgrade their contributions. Desire for money or status can lead us to underestimate other people's abilities. The rabbis say in Pirkei Avos, envy, desire, and the drive for honor take a man out of the world. They confuse you about your place and prevent you from dealing with the reality of the world. Not knowing your place doesn't always mean having an exaggeratedly high idea of who you are or what you know. It can also mean having too negative an idea of who you are and what your talents are. The rabbis say, don't be an evil person in your own eyes. Don't let your faults in some areas blind you to the things you do know clearly and can contribute to others. The most important result of knowing your place is that you can take on the responsibility of your place. If you know more than someone, you have a responsibility to teach and lead. If you know less than someone, you have a responsibility to listen and to follow. If you're on the same level, you have a responsibility to share what you know. Every person has a mission in life, something they can do that no one else can do. Knowing your place is a start to knowing your mission. May we all be able to accurately know ourselves and use that knowledge to impact the world.